Lesson 7. I know in whom I have trusted. 2 Nephi, chapters 3 through 5. Purpose. To help class members strengthen their testimonies of the prophet Joseph Smith and to encourage them to find happiness through trusting in the Lord and keeping His commandments. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. 2 Nephi chapter 3. Lehi teaches his son Joseph about the ancient prophet Joseph who prophesied of Joseph Smith. Lehi teaches Joseph that their descendants will be blessed through the prophet Joseph Smith and the Book of Mormon. B. 2 Nephi chapter 4. Lehi dies after giving his final counsel to his children and grandchildren. Nephi laments his own sinfulness but glories in God's goodness. C. 2 Nephi chapter 5. The anger of Laman and Lemuel increases against Nephi. The followers of Nephi obey the Lord's command to separate from the followers of Laman. The Nephites live after the manner of happiness, and the Lamanites are cursed for their wickedness. 2. Additional reading. Joseph Smith Translation, Genesis chapter 50, verses 24 through 38. Bible Dictionary, Joseph, son of Rachel, pages 716 through 717. 3. You may want to ask a class member to prepare to read 2 Nephi chapter 4, verses 15 through 35 aloud. Inform the class member that this passage is sometimes called the Psalm of Nephi, and that it expresses some of Nephi's deepest feelings. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Tell class members that there are four men mentioned in 2 Nephi chapter 3 who have the same name. Invite class members to look for these four men in 2 Nephi chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. After class members have had time to look through these verses, ask them whom they have found. The correct answers are listed below. A. Joseph, last-born son of Lehi and Sariah, 2 Nephi chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. B. Joseph of Egypt, 2 Nephi chapter 3, verses 4 through 5. C. Joseph Smith, Jr., 2 Nephi chapter 3, verses 6 through 15. D. Joseph Smith, Sr., 2 Nephi chapter 3, verse 15. After this brief activity, go directly into a discussion of 2 Nephi chapter 3. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Lehi teaches that his descendants will be blessed through the prophet Joseph Smith and the Book of Mormon. Discuss 2 Nephi chapter 3. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Lehi taught his son Joseph about a prophecy made by Joseph, the son of Jacob and Rachel, who was carried captive into Egypt. 2 Nephi chapter 3, verse 4, also Genesis chapter 30, verses 22 through 24, Genesis chapter 37, verses 1 through 3, and verses 23 through 28. Why were the covenants that Joseph of Egypt made with the Lord important to Lehi's family? See 2 Nephi chapter 3, verses 4 through 5, Jacob chapter 2, verse 25, also Genesis chapter 45, verse 7. Who was the choice seer whom Joseph of Egypt saw in vision? See 2 Nephi chapter 3, verses 6 through 15, the prophet Joseph Smith. How did Joseph Smith bring forth the Lord's word? See 2 Nephi chapter 3, verse 11, and the quotation below. How have you been blessed because of the word of God brought forth by Joseph Smith? Elder LeGrand Richards said, "The prophet Joseph Smith brought us the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, the Pearl of Great Price, and many other writings. As far as our records show, he has given us more revealed truth than any prophet who has ever lived upon the face of the earth. In Conference Report, April 1981, page 43, or Ensign, May 1981, page 33. The Lord told Joseph of Egypt about the Bible, which would contain words written by descendants of Judah, and the Book of Mormon, which would contain words written by descendants of Joseph, 2 Nephi chapter 3, verse 12. How have the Bible and the Book of Mormon grown together? What blessings did the Lord say would come because the Bible and the Book of Mormon would grow together? See 2 Nephi chapter 3, verse 12. The Lord promised that a righteous branch of the descendants of Joseph of Egypt would be broken off, but would be remembered in the covenants of the Lord. 2 Nephi chapter 3, verse 5. What are the roles of Joseph Smith in the Book of Mormon in the fulfillment of these covenants? See 2 Nephi chapter 3, verses 12 through 13, and verses 18 through 21. 2 Nephi chapter 30, verses 3 through 6. How is this promise being fulfilled today? How does the Book of Mormon help you remember and keep your covenants with the Lord? What connects Joseph of Egypt, Lehi's son Joseph, and Joseph Smith in addition to their name? See 2 Nephi chapter 3, verses 4 through 7, and verses 11 through 12, and 18 through 21. Answers may include lineage, covenants, and the Book of Mormon. 2. Nephi laments his sinfulness but glories in the goodness of God. Read and discuss selected verses from 2 Nephi chapter 4. Explain that just before Lehi died, he counseled and blessed his children and grandchildren. 2 Nephi chapter 4, verses 3 through 12. Soon after Lehi's death, Laman and Lemuel and the sons of Ishmael were angry with Nephi because of the admonitions of the Lord. 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 13. As Nephi wrote of these continuing difficulties, he recorded his feelings in a passage that is sometimes called the Psalm of Nephi. As an introduction to the discussion of the Psalm of Nephi, explain that a psalm is a poem or hymn, much like our hymns today. You may want to ask class members to name a few of their favorite hymns and briefly talk about why those hymns are meaningful to them. If you have asked a class member to prepare to read the Psalm of Nephi, invite him or her to do so now. Invite the other class members to follow along silently. Nephi said, "My soul delighteth in the things of the Lord, and my heart pondereth them continually." 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 16. What specific things did Nephi delight in? See 2 Nephi chapter 4, verses 15 through 16. What does it mean to ponder? What can we do to make time to ponder the things of the Lord? How can pondering the things of the Lord help us? What words would you use to describe Nephi? Answers may include righteous, obedient, and humble. Why would Nephi say that he was a wretched man whose soul grieveth because of his iniquities? See 2 Nephi chapter 4, verses 17 and 27. Also 1 Nephi chapter 10, verse 6. Why is it important to recognize our fallen nature before God? President Ezra Taft Benson said, "Just as a man does not really desire food until he is hungry, so he does not desire the salvation of Christ until he knows why he needs Christ. No one adequately and properly knows why he needs Christ until he understands and accepts the doctrine of the fall and its effect upon all mankind." In Conference Report, April 1987, page 106, or Ensign, May 1987, page 85. How did Nephi find hope despite feeling encompassed about by temptation and sin? Refer to 2 Nephi chapter 4, verses 18 through 19. How had the Lord helped Nephi in the past? Have class members read 2 Nephi chapter 4, verses 20 through 25, to find answers to this question. List their answers on the chalkboard. Some possible answers are shown below. The Lord had, A, been Nephi's support, 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 20. B, led Nephi through afflictions in the wilderness, 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 20. C, filled him with his love, 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 21. D, confounded his enemies, 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 22. E, heard his cry, 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 23. F, given him knowledge by visions, 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 23. When have you received similar blessings from the Lord? How can remembering blessings you have received in the past help you through difficult times? Nephi asked himself why he yielded to sorrow and sin in spite of the things that he had seen and the things that he knew. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 26 through 27. Why do we sometimes struggle with sorrow and temptation despite our knowledge of the gospel? What can Nephi's psalm teach us about overcoming sorrow and temptation? See 2 Nephi chapter 4, verses 28 through 30. In the first part of his psalm, Nephi's words were directed toward himself. 2 Nephi chapter 4, verses 15 through 30. The conclusion of the psalm was a prayer. 2 Nephi chapter 4, verses 30 through 35. What did Nephi ask of Heavenly Father in his prayer? Refer to 2 Nephi chapter 4, verses 31 through 33. Invite class members to discuss parts of Nephi's prayer that are especially meaningful to them. You may want to use some of the questions below to encourage discussion. A. How does the Lord deliver us out of the hands of our enemies? See 2 Nephi chapter 4, verses 31 and 33. B. What does it mean to shake at the appearance of sin? See 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 31, Mosiah chapter 5, verse 2, Alma chapter 13, verse 12. C. What do you think it means to walk in the path of the low valley and be strict in the plain road? 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 32. D. What do you think it means for the Lord to encircle us around in the robe of His righteousness? 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 33. In his prayer, what did Nephi promise to do? See 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 30, and verses 34 through 35. He promised to trust God and praise Him forever. What did Nephi mean when he said, I will not put my trust in the arm of flesh? 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 34, and chapter 28, verse 31. What are some ways that people trust in the arm of flesh? What are the dangers of this? What can we do to increase our trust in the Lord? 3. The anger of Laman and Lemuel increases against Nephi, and the Lord commands the followers of Nephi to separate from the followers of Laman. Read and discuss selected verses from 2 Nephi, chapter 5. Why were Laman and Lemuel angry toward Nephi? See 2 Nephi, chapter 4, verse 13, and chapter 5, verse 3. What did Laman and Lemuel seek to do as a result of their increasing anger? 2 Nephi chapter 5, verses 2 and 4. Compare their anger with Nephi's efforts to control his anger, as recorded in 2 Nephi chapter 4, verses 27 through 29. What are some dangers of increasing anger? What can we do to be peacemakers in the home, the community, and the church? President Howard W. Hunter taught, we need a more peaceful world, growing out of more peaceful families and neighborhoods and communities. To secure and cultivate such peace, we must love others, even our enemies as well as our friends. We need to extend the hand of friendship. We need to be kinder, more gentle, more forgiving, and slower to anger. We need to love one another with the pure love of Christ. May this be our course and our desire. In Conference Report, April 1992, page 87, or Ensign, May 1992, page 63. Because of the anger of his brothers, Nephi prayed for help. 2 Nephi chapter 5, verse 1. How did the Lord answer his prayers? See 2 Nephi chapter 5, verse 5. When Nephi and his people had departed, they lived after the manner of happiness. 2 Nephi chapter 5, verse 27. What did they do that contributed to their happiness? 2 Nephi chapter 5, verses 10 through 17. Answers may include that they kept the commandments, preserved the records that were on the plates of brass, built a temple, and worked together. How can the Nephites' example help us as we strive to live after the manner of happiness? Conclusion. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use this idea as part of the lesson. Awake my soul, rejoice, O my heart. 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 28. Explain that we can follow Nephi's example when we feel discouraged. Chapters 4 and 5 of 2 Nephi give several examples of things we can do to overcome feelings of discouragement. Discuss the following examples with class members. A. Read the Scriptures. 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 15. B. Delight in and ponder the things of the Lord. 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 16. C. Trust in the Lord and look to Him for support. 2 Nephi chapter 4, verses 20 through 21 and verse 34. D. Engage in mighty prayer. 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 24. E. Be industrious. Work. 2 Nephi chapter 5, verses 15 and 17. F. Serve in the temple. 2 Nephi chapter 5, verse 16. End of lesson 7. I know in whom I have trusted.